Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Evil Inside by Heather Graham, performed by Luke Daniels. Prologue. The boy stood naked in the middle of the road. Sam Hall's headlights caught him there, frozen in position like a deer. He was covered in something slick, and it dripped down his flesh. It looked reddish, like blood, as if the kid had run off the set of a horror movie after being drenched in buckets of the stuff. Sam slammed his foot on the brake pedal, grateful for once that his years with Mahan, Mero, and Malone had given him the ability to afford the new Jaguar with the stop-on-a-dime brakes. Even then, the car pulled to a halt just inches before the boy. Swearing softly beneath his breath and puzzled beyond measure, Sam jumped out of the car.
"Hey, what the hell are you doing there, son?"
The boy didn't move, didn't seem to realize that he'd nearly been roadkill. He just shook as he stood there. Summer had recently turned to fall, and the air had a sharp nip, typical for Massachusetts at this time of year. Tree-laden tracks lined the road. The old oaks seemed to bend and moan with the breeze, while multicolored leaves danced on the road and swept around the scene as if they, too, were deeply disturbed. The boy didn't acknowledge Sam or look at him. Again, Sam swore softly. There was obviously something really wrong, though this kid couldn't have been injured severely and still be able to stand as he was. He couldn't have lost that amount of blood and still be conscious. Was it really blood? Couldn't be. Either way, Sam couldn't leave him in the middle of the road. He looked at the new Jag he really loved, with the leather seats he also loved, and walked around to his trunk and found the beach blanket he'd picked up on his recent drive to the Florida Keys. It was sandy, but it would warm the kid. He returned quickly, but the kid hadn't run off, much less moved.
"Are you hurt?"
he asked quietly. He received no response.
"Here, here, you're gonna have to get into my car,"
Sam said, approaching the boy with the blanket.
"We'll get you to a hospital."
Sam wrapped the blanket around him.
"Sorry about the sand," he said.
The kid looked to be somewhere between 15 and 17, but underdeveloped. He was painfully thin. His eyes were huge and brown in the lean contours of his face. His chest was devoid of hair, so most of the blood had slid down his chest. The temperature seemed to be around 40 degrees Fahrenheit. It wasn't freezing, but the kid shouldn't be exposed to this long. Sam intended to get him into the car, and yet, as he stood there, trying...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?